Imagine our surprise when we learned that we had a horror author amongst our listeners.
Is it Stephen King? He's finally here. He showed up for me. His best friend, his number one fan?
No, better than that. Will Survive.
Yep.
Will, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
Will does have a new book that's coming out next week, October 22nd. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon. It's called Zombies vs. Vampires, Death Cross.
I mean, who knows how that thing's going to work out? Can't be good for either of them.
How did you get into writing about horror?
You know, I started as a true crime author. I wrote Mentally Ill in Amityville about the DeFeo murders. And then I wanted to feed my creative side. True crime wasn't really doing it for me. And I wanted to have more fun. You know, it's just way more fun to create characters and monsters, you know, so.
It's true. Like, you know, I mean, listen, there are some crazy stories out there, Anna, obviously, and ones that are rooted in truth. And there are some that, you know, take a little bit of leisure with the writing itself. But if you're not, you know, confined to the actual works of nonfiction, you can really branch out and get crazy there.
Do you ever have nightmares based on the things that you write?
That's funny you say that, because I did have several nightmares that I actually put into Nomad Station. So some of the nightmare scenes were actual nightmares that I had.
So Nomad Station is the screenplay that you wrote, and also like an AI movie that you created.
Right, yes, and I did all of the voices, the dialogue, used several different AI programs, about 10 programs, to match everything up to the screenplay. It took about 3 months. It was a complex process. Yeah. It was very tedious, but it was great. It was fun.
See, people don't think any work goes into a T-Pain album, all right, Anna? It does. There's a lot of work that goes into that album. I'm not sure if you know this, Will, but as an accomplished writer and as somebody that's tech savvy as well, Anna has a reoccurring dream where there's a vampire that appears in it that has a neck on top of its head.
Right, so it's missing its real neck, but that neck is on top of its head. I've been having that same nightmare since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You got to look one of those dream books and see what that means.
Yeah,
you know?
No, we've talked to professionals and they all just, yeah.
They say there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, basically. Okay. But I mean, maybe just an idea for the sequel is what I'm putting it out there for you. So.
Okay, very good. I'll keep that in mind. I got to pay you royalties for that.
Now we'll let it go. Yeah.
She's not speaking for both of us. All right, so I mean, I'm anxious to hear this story.
All right, now we can't interrupt. We're going to let Will tell the story about the Anna and Raven show.
All right, here we go, guys. It's called The Haunted Broadcast.
Oh, the Haunted Broadcast.
In a studio dark, past midnight's door, the Anna and Raven show laughed once more. Millions listened, to work they drove, when a chill swept through the episode. Buttons flickered, the mics went dead. A whisper slithered through and said, "Can't beat Raven? We'll see tonight when a ghost competes from its gravesite." Papers flew in spectral sport, while echoes pleaded couples court. Two vampire lovers lost their chill, then lunged at Anna just for the thrill. Then up from the grave where the cold winds blow, zombies rose and stole the show. With their loud moans and eyes of green, the creepiest zombies you've ever seen. Poor Anna ducked beneath her chair. Raven fled with haunted stare. Wires hissed and monitors bled. A phantom DJ spun tunes of dread. But then the doors swung open, the monsters cried. In strode the king of horror, Will Survive. He raised his pen and with a look, he banished them back to his books. I'm sorry, dear listeners, I must confess, my monsters broke free and made quite the mess. But I bid you farewell now, I must go. You can now resume the best show on the radio.
Oh, I love it, Will. That was so good.
Pretty good.
That was awesome.
I mean, the difference between us doing a Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue, and this guy spinning it.
Right.
Big difference.
So good.
Anytime you need me, you let me know. I'm here for you guys.
That's a kid's storybook right there. I mean, that's good stuff.
Right. Will Survive. You can find him online on his website, willsurvive.com. His new book, Zombies vs. Vampires, Death Cross, will be released on the 22nd. Pre-order it on Amazon right now. Thank you so much, Will. That was so fun.